Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Brussels, Belgium. The European Union is attacking Iran for its anti-Semitism. That's the headline. John Rood will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It seems like the European Union, they are condemning Iran's call for Israel's destruction. So they are standing up to some extent to this threat from Iran.
Yes, the Iranian president came out recently in a statement. He actually called the state of Israel a cancerous tumor, a fake regime. And the European Union came back quite strongly and said that this was completely unacceptable. Iran is sort of a very pressured, acting out of the pressure to keep this deal, which has been disregarded, which has now been pulled out. Europe does not have an obligation to do it, but then they want everyone to keep the obligation while they make the nuclear development, which was the whole point of the deal in the first place.
By the way, I read a poll, John, that said a third of Europeans say that Jews have too much political influence. What do you know about that?
In Europe, there's a number of polls, and they've been very helpful, that one-third are actually of the opinion that Jews are too politically influential in Europe. But in addition, there was another statement, which I personally found just shocking. 20% of European youths and young adults, 18 to 34 years old, have never heard of the Holocaust.
Hmm.
I don't even see how such a situation can be possible, but you see what their focus is. There's a lot of propaganda in Europe. There's a lot of party line to toe. There is an uphill battle right now with anti-Semitic attitudes throughout the European Union.
John Rood with details behind the European Union attack on Iran for Iranian anti-Semitism. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Anti-Semitism is on the increase in Iran, and the reaction from the European Union does not really reflect the real spirit of the European Union. In fact, anti-Semitism is on the rise across the world. The Middle East is a hotbed of anti-Semitism today and into the future as well. However, during the tribulation period, when the European Union has become the revived Roman Empire, Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, and then verses 23 and 24, we will see the ultimate in anti-Semitism, as both the European Union, the revived Roman Empire, will be totally anti-Semitic, and the Middle East will rise to destroy the Jewish nation of Israel. These two major powers, the revived Roman Empire and the Magog Coalition, will vie to see who will destroy the Jewish state. That's Psalm 83, verse 4. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...